the best airport in Colorado. It's a public communication specialist with Colorado Springs Airport. And Dana normally joins us once a month, which we will be talking to her next week. But we got her ahead of the holiday season, Christmas flying season coming up this weekend. Dana, thanks for taking some time, for some extra time for joining us here on KRDO's Afternoon News. First thing I want to talk to you about, last week during the windstorm, that really did that affect Colorado Springs in a big way?
Yeah, hi, Dan. It definitely did. We did see some operational impacts, some delays and some cancellations. But by the end of the day, when the wind had slowed down, we got back seemingly on schedule. So yes, it did affect us during, but afterwards there was no damage, you know, no trees knocked down or fences or anything like that.
Good. Well, we got more wind on the way, so that's going to be starting, as you heard, late Thursday night into Friday. It's going to be kind of busy over the next couple of days, isn't it, at the Colorado Springs Airport?
Holiday travel is in full swing right now, and today and tomorrow we're looking at our busier days for the holiday travel period. So definitely recommend folks arrive early, get to the airport at least 2 hours before your flight, and make sure you understand all the TSA requirements, so you're not holding up any lines, and just make sure you're prepared with all of the important documents you need, ID, boarding pass, all the above.
Well, let's talk about the benefits of flying out of Colorado Springs during the holiday rush. I mean, I had to go pick up my son at DIA, and the whole time I'm thinking of Dana, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I'm cheating on Dana Shield with the Colorado Springs Airport. Every time I walked in that airport at DIA, I just felt that way with my wife and everything. But it was so busy. The drive there, not only getting down Pena Boulevard, but also going into the airport, I mean, it makes traveling out of Colorado Springs so much better during the holidays.
I agree. I mean, we're Colorado's small airports. We've got smaller lines and smaller waits and smaller walks. Our long-term parking is about 600 steps from the TSA security checkpoint. So we've got close and easy parking with lower costs and less people around you, no trains to ride or anything, just 12 gates, and it's a straight shot from security. So it definitely takes the stress out of the holidays, which can already be stressful in itself.
Now, we've got some new service going on right now this holiday season because we have a new airline service from Southwest Airlines flying out of there. Do you see an increase in traffic because of Southwest happening during the holiday season?
Absolutely. Southwest joined us in March of this year. And yes, they brought a lot of service with them. But we've also seen our other carriers not only increase their service, but also start using larger aircraft. So with Southwest and all of our other carriers combined, we have about 30% more seats in the market during this holiday travel season. So because of that, we're expecting about 20% more travelers than we saw in the same time in 2019. So definitely higher numbers are expected for this year.
Now, I'm probably going to ask you this question next week because we're going to be coming to the end of this year. But what sort of things are we gearing up for Colorado Springs Airport? What can we look forward to as we head into the new year?
I think as we head into 22, from the airport standpoint, we have consistently outperformed our 2019 traffic numbers since this summer, and we're projected to continue to do that. So I think as the air service continues to grow at the airport, more and more folks will travel, and you know, we're called a small airport, but we have big flight options.
Not only that, but Frontier announced that they have service to Orlando starting way back in November 5th. And I would imagine that now spring break is going to be coming right around the corner, and a lot of people will be wanting to get out of town for spring break as well.
Absolutely. And Southwest also has some seasonal flights. They have a couple of flights to San Antonio and to Houston Hobby throughout this month and a few days in the beginning of January. So we had some good seasonal options. And yes, our Frontier will continue with that Orlando flight, which absolutely will be popular during spring break.
Won't it be fun to talk about spring break when we get to that point? That'll be really fun. I'll be looking forward to that. Well, Dana, thanks so much again for joining us, and we'll look forward to visiting with you during our normal schedule coming up next week. And in the meantime, have a Merry Christmas and a happy time this weekend, and we hope it's the best for you and yours.
Thank you.